Number 103, Self-Realization. I'm going to begin by reading a passage from Paul Brunton, Search in Secret India. Paul Brunton was really one of the first people to bridge East to West for we modern seekers. He discovered Sri Ramana Maharshi in the 30s, and much of Hollywood and the literary elite of the Western world followed him there. People like Greta Garbo and the Somerset Maugham, who based his book The Razor's Edge on someone who was following Sri Ramana. In 1930, Paul Brunton went to India and spent a year wandering through the subcontinent looking for one true teacher, one truly enlightened soul, and found that enlightened soul in Sri Ramana Maharshi. There's a beautiful passage in A Search in Secret India where Paul Brunton describes his first meeting face-to-face with Sri Ramana Maharshi. "There is something in this man which holds my attention as steel filings are held by a magnet. I cannot turn my gaze away from him. I become aware of a silent, resistless change which is taking place within my mind. One by one, the questions which I prepared with such meticulous accuracy drop away. I know only that a steady river of quietness seems to be flowing near me, that a great peace is penetrating the inner reaches of my being, and that my thought-tortured brain is beginning to arrive at some rest. I perceive with sudden clarity that intellect creates its own problems and then makes itself miserable trying to solve them. This is indeed a novel concept to enter the mind of one who has hitherto placed such high value upon intellect." The first time I read that, I thought, oh, one more person worshiping another person. I had the concept of guru in my mind as something that I couldn't have and I couldn't want, and that probably wasn't true to begin with, because of the reported bad behavior of so many gurus through the years. I read it now, and I am able to see that what Paul Brunton was experiencing in that moment was stepping into the event horizon of this realized being, stepping into the field of freedom, of enlightenment, of true self. And by stepping into that field, having the same experience, having the intellect suddenly silence, having the ego or the idea of ego even melting away, so that what was left was the realization of self. Paul Brunton eventually wrote, I believe, 11 different books, many of them published as his notebooks. He spent the rest of his life studying consciousness and working on his own consciousness and being a teacher himself. And at another point he says, "Find the God in your own heart, and you will understand by direct intuition what all the great teachers, real mystics, true philosophers and inspired people have been trying to tell you by the tortuous methods of using words." Sri Ramana Maharshi said himself that self-realization can be found by giving up our habit of seeing the unreal as real, so that only the real remains. What is the unreal? Almost everything we define ourselves as. And Sri Ramana suggests two practices to move in the direction of our own self-realization. And one is to ask, who am I? Some teachers have amended this by saying the real question is, what am I? Nonetheless, what Sri Ramana asked was, who am I? And the other technique to move in the direction of our own self-realization is simply to love. So to look at the first, to ask, what am I? We can begin by using the Eastern idea of neti neti, not this, not this. Am I these thoughts? No. If I were these thoughts, I'd be able to stop them, change them, slow them down, make them a bit less harsh. They come and go continually with or without my permission. So that's not me. How about these feelings? If I'm defined by these feelings, I'm in trouble because they move constantly. They shift and change and run this way and that, depending on the most minute changes in my environment, with the thought of this person or that person. Mere moments ago, I was feeling completely different than I feel now. Worlds away from what I feel now. The feelings in me will change by the time I reach the end of this sentence. The feelings in me change simply by the virtue of me speaking this sentence. Well, how about this body? Am I that? No. The body is changing all the time. Not one cell of this body was here, even 7.5 years ago. Every 7.5 years, the body completely replaces itself cell by cell, including bones and teeth. Some people say every 10 years, some people say every 2 years, but the fact is that if you reach my age, your body has replaced itself time and time again, and yet I can remember being 5 years old, specifically. I remember being 26 years old. I remember being 40 years old. I remember last week. I remember this afternoon. And what is it that remembers? What is it that witnesses these thoughts and feelings, the actions of the body, the experiences that this nervous system engages in on the planet? If I remain open to discovering what that something is, I'll be closer to finding out what I am. If I stay open to discovering what that something is that witnesses through this experience of life, that moves me in the direction of finding what I am. And then love. Love always. Not just when it's convenient, not just when it's expected of me, not just when it's with people who have earned my love, whatever that might be, but always, with everyone, all the time. A very tall order, I know. But whenever my head tells me not to, I have to set that aside and love anyway. Every time I fall into judgment of one over another, of me over you, of you over me, it's my job to love, to set aside the judgment and to love. It's not always easy at all, but it is always possible. And at those times when I can't find the possibility within myself, then to love that about myself as well, to have compassion for that in myself as well. Self-realization is about knowing the truth of me that is the truth of you, that is the truth of Sri Ramana Maharshi and Paul Brunton and the Lutheran minister who gave me my first communion and the Uber driver that brought me back to New Jersey this afternoon. It's all self. When we let go of all the things that keep us separate from each other, that give us permission to insist on knowing why we should be separate from each other, to let go of all those ideas and settle into the truth of what is here, the very essence of which is love, the very desire of which is to love, the very assignment which it has given itself is to love itself completely until it knows itself fully as itself once again. We meditate in my tradition of Vedic meditation each day for about 20 minutes morning and 20 minutes evening. We might have some yoga practice or some visualization or some kriya techniques or any number of things, all of which allow us to move in the direction of getting in touch with what we really are. And then we have these other 16 or 18 waking hours in our day to remind ourselves of these two suggestions, even here and there within those other hours of the day, might be a good use of our time. Today, I will challenge my ideas of what I am and what I am not, my ideas of what you are and what you are not, my ideas of the necessity of separating myself from you. I will challenge these ideas and I will insist on loving. I will find in my mind at least one person whom I think it will never be possible for me to love. And I will ask the question of myself and of the universe, really? This person? How? And I will stay open to hearing the answer that comes rolling back to me in the moment or tomorrow or 5 years from now. What else do I have to do? Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to Embracing Bliss. I started this podcast and the book it's based on to offer a daily reminder to myself as well as to you that we have the freedom to choose happiness. And if ever we needed happiness and freedom to choose in this world, now would be that time. So please do share it with someone you love, send it to a friend, and also please stay in touch. Links for Instagram, the book Embracing Bliss, and to sign up for my newsletter can all be found in the show notes. Until next time, have a great day.